delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Well, you know, politics is a full contact sport. If you're so inclined to be involved, trust me, you're going to take hits along the way. My next guest, Senator Patrick Kolbeck, a Republican from Canton, learned that again yesterday, I am told. Kolbeck, of course, running for governor against Bill Schuette for the Republican nomination, got a surprise letter yesterday saying, you know what, we don't really need your help here. And instead of me explaining, I'll have Pat Kolbeck explain. He's here with me today. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve.
All right, so tell me about this this letter you got and who it came from and what it means.
All right, well, I got a letter from the Senate Business Office yesterday. At the direction of the Senate Majority Leader, Arlen Meekoff, I have been removed from all of my Senate committees and subcommittees.
Removed for what reason? What did you do wrong?
There was no reason cited. But this is in the wake of discussion that I had with the Senate Majority Leader a couple weeks back, where I went to a Right to Life dinner out in Holland, Michigan, which is in his district. And apparently that was the impetus for him to issue this letter, because events unrolled after that point in time that kind of built up to the fact that he thought he was being disrespected by me going out to his district to attend a Right to Life dinner. So
let me understand this. If you don't kiss the ring on your way into the district of a colleague and don't check in and get a permission slip, a hall pass to go to a Right to Life meeting, you'll get kicked off all of your committees. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, some people think those rings are very, very precious, if you know what I mean.
I don't know, and I don't think most listeners would even understand that. You go to a Right to Life a gathering in Holland, Michigan. You are running for governor, are you not?
Absolutely.
That's a statewide seat, yeah. Is it not? I mean, that's a statewide seat you're seeking, so I'm a bit confused here as to what you went into a Right to Life meeting, shook some hands, talked to some people, and because of that, you get kicked off. No, you get kicked off of all of the committees you serve on. What committees are those?
Senate Education, Elections and Government Reform, Department of Homeland Security and Veterans Affairs, Judiciary, Appropriation Subcommittees for State Police and Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. I used to serve as a chair for the last two subcommittees prior to this year, too.
So it's
worth pointing out that I'm the only returning Republican senator, actually the only Republican senator that was not assigned any committee chairmanship. So this isn't something new in regards to being dealt the short end of the stick, if you know what I mean.
So, all right. I know you and I have had conversations here on this program about none of your bills ever getting out of committee. What gives here? Is this some sort of political payback?
It's a good question. Frankly, I think it was an action that was clearly intended to hurt my bid for governor. And I think, frankly, instead, it just simply highlights why I'm running for governor. Now, this is swamp politics at its best or worst, depending on your perspective. And I'm kind of sick and tired of it. What really is at issue is they don't want me going off and talking to people in the district about the issues that matter most to their constituents. And Senator Meekoff obviously made an issue out of that. As you know, I've been going all across the state talking about free market healthcare reforms. Back when Proposal 1 was being promoted, I was very vocal in opposition to Proposal 1. I was very vocal in the proposed gas tax that came in the wake of 81% of the voters rejecting Proposal 1. I've never been disparaging towards individual senators at all to date. And what I have done is fire with both barrels at bad policies. And people need to be able to defend. If they're going to push bad policies like these gas tax increase, like the expansion of Obamacare, then by gosh, you should be defending it.
Well, you know, and that's pretty strong language there, because you're right about the gas tax. Michigan residents turned it down 81%, and the Republicans turned around and shoved it down our throats. Anyway, the Republicans, except you, apparently, and of course the Medicaid expansion that was brought in, also rejected by a lot of folks, but not by the Republicans here, except for you. So are these the policy differences? Because when I hear you tell us these things again, it makes me think that maybe you are the true outsider. I mean, yeah, maybe you're the real guy that's not, because obviously you don't even get to go sit on any committee. You're certainly not on the inside.
Right. So we just means that we have to work twice as hard as the rest of the folks to move policies forward. And we've been doing that successfully, even without committee chairmanships, and we'll continue to do so without any committees. But it really underscores that last presidential election from my perspective. The message of drain the swamp, or Ted Cruz said, make D.C. listen, just resonated with voters because they're sick and tired of politics as usual. And I'm in that mode. That's exactly why I ran for office the first time. I ran for the Senate back in 2010. First time I ever sought political office was because I was sick and tired of people disrespecting the people that put them into office. These people have the title of honorable in front of their name, but they do not act honorable. They do not act in the best interest of the people that they're supposed to be serving. And they hate it when I go off and highlight policy differences that expose that. Darkness can't stand the light, and we're putting a lot of light on some bad things that are happening up in Lansing, and they don't like it.
You've been on this program numerous times recently, but I don't think I've ever heard you sound this way. You sound angry. You sound angry, Pat. And well, Pat Colbeck with us, running for governor here in the state of Michigan, a senator. You sound angry. You sound like you've really reached a breaking point here with your colleagues.
Well, this is a point where it's not just disrespecting me. It's disrespecting the voters. It's disrespecting the citizens of Michigan. And it underscores everything that's going on up in D.C. right now with the deep state and the swamp. This is about people that are elected to serve. They take oaths of office to support the Constitution. They take oaths to go off and support the people that put them into office. And then you have folks like Arlen Ekopp that are going to go off and ding you and take away committee assignments because you attend a right-to-life banquet in his district. That is pettiness. That is politics as usual, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Let me ask you this. The next time you go to a meeting in anybody's district, are you going to be calling ahead for permission?
Well, for his district in particular, you'd wonder why he'd even care if I had permission, because I think he was on the Michael Patrick Shields show, and when he was asked about my gubernatorial race, he said, Colbeck who? So I'm surprised he even noticed me at the event, to tell you the truth. So this is something personal with him, and I don't understand it. I've never said anything bad about him, but now I'm getting a little, I want to make sure people understand the truth, because he's using his office to go off and make disparaging decisions and disparaging remarks as what he did. I was relatively quiet when he dissed me on the committee chairmanships after an exemplary record as committee chair. I mean, this isn't a case of not performing well. We actually, as state police chair, I took us from four of the top 10 crime cities down to one with service level agreements and performance-based budgeting. And I took our Veterans Affairs organization from one of the worst in the country to number two in the nation. So this isn't about performance. This is about pettiness. This is about the swamp and the priorities of people that are serving their own self-interest over the interests of the people that put them into office.
One last question real quickly. Should Arlen Meekoff be the majority leader real quickly?
That's up for my colleagues to decide. So, and ultimately, it's a vote for them. If they're the one who put him into office. They're the ones who elected him. I actually supported him in the election for Senate Majority Leader, and which just goes to prove you're not always 100% on your voting record.
And, all right.
I think this doesn't exemplify leadership. This exemplifies pettiness, and it's everything that I think people inside of the people back home are all upset about when they look at what happens in Lansing and what happens up in D.C.
State Senator Pat Colbeck running for governor as well. Thank you for taking the time. Big story there. Appreciate sharing.
Hey, thanks, Steve. God bless.